swapshop.com. It's time for the Swap Shop Hour. Give us a call at 740-383-9944. It's time for Swap Shop. Come on, friends. If you're going to sell it, we're going to tell it. So pick up your phone and let me make it perfectly clear. It's time for Swap Shop. Good old Swap Shop. We're gonna try and sell it here. 740-383-9944.
It's time for Swap Shop. I'm Glenn Coble. We had a great session with Dr. Coleman, and she told us all about good stuff that we can do at this time of the year. And maybe I'll mention a few more things as I'm finding them on my phone. we'll go into stuff about, you know, trivia for July. There are all sorts of things that they talk about in the Old Farmer's Almanac, and we occasionally have an interview with the lady who's the spokesperson for the Old Farmer's Almanac. Scott has connections with those people, and anyway, you're listening to Swap Shop, and now this is the way it works. You have something you want to sell. You have an event you want to announce. You're looking for an item. Or all you want to do is send a note to us. This is the way it works, okay? If you have something to sell, you call us up at 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And you tell us what the item is. And as you tell us what the item is, you might want to, you know, say what the... Excuse me, I had a horrible sneeze there. You tell us what the item is. You might want to tell us what you want to sell it for. You don't have to. You can negotiate with people online or on your phone. But give us your phone number, and we'll try to get people. Let's say you have a tennis racket you're trying to get rid of. Tell us you got a tennis racket for $5. And tell us a little bit about the tennis racket. Tell us where they can call you. They'll call you and they'll say, well, I'll give you $3 for that tennis racket. You can discuss it, right? And then we'll get rid of some of that junk you have in your basement or stuff you have out in the garage that you've been trying to get rid of forever. Or you can have a garage sale and you can call us and say, I'm having a garage sale at 5 South Main Street. I don't know if there's a place at 5 South Main Street. I hope not. But you give us your address so that people can come over to your house and tell us what time and what day you're going to do that. And I'll guarantee you it'll help you get more people there. I don't know how I'm going to promise on it. I mean, back that guarantee up. But people will show up. If they hear that you've got a garage sale on our radio station, they're going to head that way. Now, if you have an event other than, you know, like your church is having a bazaar, or they're having a dinner for veterans or something along that line, you can call us up, tell us when, where, and what's going on, and we'll put it on the air. It'll be right here. You'll tell people where they can go and what the dinner's going to be all about, and we'll put that announcement out for you. Now, we don't like to do, you know, things where you're going to be making money. It's not a commercial advertisement. We're not allowed to do that, as a matter of fact. You know, you can say we're having a... a meeting or a potluck dinner for the veterans of the area at such and such a place at such and such a time, and we'll put that on the air for you, okay? Or, now, this is for my shy friends. If you want to send us a letter, and I have several that I'm going to read to you, or a notification of an event that's going on, send it to WWGH 523 South Prospect Street, Marion, Ohio 43302. Again, that's WWGH 523 South Prospect Street, Marion, Ohio 43302. Okay, and we'll read it on the air. And I'm going to do some of those right now, all right? And these are ones that we've done before and new ones, okay? The First Ladies Luncheon is coming up, and it's coming up on August 6th from 11 to 1 p.m. at the Tri-Rivers Career Center Auditorium. The event pricing is $25. That goes to the Marion County Historical Society. And the first ladies that you'll get to meet are Abigail Fillmore, Frances Cleveland, Eleanor Roosevelt, and Nancy Reagan. That'll be quite an afternoon, I guess it is. It's kind of over noon period. And you'll get a great lunch, and you'll get to meet those four first ladies. Now, the reason why we're announcing it today is because you have to get your requests in by July 15th. Is today today is not the 15th, is it? It's the 14th. Yeah, this is Thursday the 14th. It says on here, you have to have, oh, I just lost something. Anyway, it says on here, hold on, I got to go back to my phone and find that, oh well, I'll find it in a few minutes. There it is. It came back. Never mind. It says on here that your request for tickets has to be in by Thursday, July 15th. Well, Thursday is July 14th, so I would get it in right away, either today, maybe tomorrow. It does say July 15th, so maybe they mean Friday, July 15th, but go ahead and call them today. If you want to go to that event, stop down at Heritage Hall, 169 East Church Street here, or call 740-387-4255. That's 740-387-4255. Or you can just go online to www.marionhistory.com and reserve your tickets. You got to do it right away, though, or you won't get the opportunity. I'm not sure how many they've already done, but they tend to fill up. So make sure you get your call in right away. Because if you don't, you won't get to go. All right. The Marion County Park District today is having Come Meet Jonah and Friends from 5 to 6 tonight. That'll be a great thing for the kiddos or everyone. Jonah was on our show 2 weeks ago, a week ago, whatever it was. Nice young man. Knows a lot. I mean a lot about reptiles. He's really into, turtles and snakes and that salamanders. He's into reptiles. Salamanders, I don't think, are reptiles. But anyway, he knows a lot about that type of critter, and they're going to, he'll have some there for you to see, I bet. If you want to interact with some of those animals, Jonah will be having live reptiles and birds at this program. Let's see here. Tomorrow, starting at 10 a.m., Kiddos at the Park outdoor program. Both of these things, by the way, are at the Marion Tallgrass Trail Trailhead. And the kiddos at the park, they have two different groups. One's for kids under kindergarten, or up to kindergarten, and then they have another one for kids first through third grade. But you have to register. Go to their website, their Facebook page, or the Instagram account, and sign up there. I don't think they have a call-in. So go to their Facebook page or the Instagram for the Marion County Park District, okay? Let's see, what else is going on? Okay, also on the 15th through the 16th, the Waldo Summer Fest. Park District's going to be at Waldo, so that'll be a kind of fun thing. Head on down that way, and you can join in the festivities. All right. Now, this one you got to get to right away. July 15th, tomorrow, right? The Gary Lyons Trio has invited the James Rainey Trio to join them in an evening of Southern Gospel music. And if you want to go see that, that's tomorrow, 7 p.m. at the Fight Memorial Baptist Church, 487 David Street here in Marion, Ohio. If you're not quite sure where that is, you can give Gary Lyons a call at 740-692-1140. That's 740-692-1141. Tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, Fight Memorial Baptist Church, Southern Gospel Music. Let's see here. We got this one. Excuse me. Vacation Bible School is getting set up at the Fulton Creek Friends Church. And it'll start on Monday, July 25th, and it'll run through Friday, July 29th. It's kind of an interesting event because they're having it in the evening. It will go from 6 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. daily. And it's a free event. Registration opens at 5:30 on that day. What's the first day? July 25th. They'll be singing and crafts, and you know, they'll have a snack, and it'll be at the church located at 10950 Fulton Creek Road. That's 10950 Fulton Creek Road, which is the corner of Routes 4 and 37, just east of Richwood. So you can go to www.fultoncreekfriends.org to find out more information, or check them out on Facebook. Or you can call 740-943-2047. I'm trying to see. It doesn't really give a day that you have to register by. I'm guessing you can actually register the day of. Okay. Or if not, call that number and give them a find out for sure. Okay. Let's see. What else do I have here? Okay. Neighborhood supper, drive-through dinner down at the St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Waldo. That's 135 West Main Street. You pull up to the door that's right off their parking lot, and you'll get a free dinner on, what's the date? July 26th. That'll be between 4:30 and 6 p.m. I guess that's about all that's been sent in to us for right now. I'll get back with more of that. I may have missed a phone call because I was reading and I wasn't looking at my light on my phone. So if I missed you, give us a call back. I'm sorry. I did, out of the corner of my eye, I think I saw a light go off. You're listening to Swap Shop again. You can call in 740-383-9944 if you have something you want to sell, or if you got something you want to buy. Don't forget That works too. I've had people call in and say, I want to find a hot tub or something like that, and we find it for them, okay? And or you can mail the information to WWGH 523 South Prospect Street here in Marion, Ohio, 43302. Let me go back to my interesting facts about July. Do you know what today is? Today, well, it's July 14th, right? At least that's what my phone says. I'm a little confused since I have a date on one of my announcements that says differently. But today is July 14th, and it's Bastille Day. Do you know what Bastille Day is? Bastille Day is, it commemorates the storming of Bastille, the prison in France. And it was actually kind of the initiation of the French Revolution. Now, I believe that was the first French Revolution. Off with their heads. That was, I think there were three of them, quite frankly. They couldn't get it right, I guess, the first time. July 29th marks the Islamic New Year. That begins with the first sighting of the crescent moon after the new moon in the month of Muharram. This event signals the start of Islamic lunar calendar year. It's kind of interesting. Hey, did you get out last night? Let me see what the name of that moon is. Okay, did you get out last night to see the full buck moon? That's what it's called, the full buck moon. Buck as in deer, okay? Full buck moon. It was gorgeous. Holy mackerel. It was absolutely beautiful. It was very large, at least while it was closer to the horizon. It was very large and a tint of yellow. And my wife and I marveled while we were walking Buddy, our puppy dog. We were walking him at about 11 o'clock. And I thought, boy, it seems bright out here. And as we walked out from under the trees, we noticed the full buck moon, and it was just outstanding. I would recommend it highly. It will not be so big tonight because it's going by, but it was quite amazing. Hey, you're listening to Swap Shop, and if you have something to sell, give us a call, 740-383-9944, or an event you'd like to announce, or if you're having a yard sale on Friday or Saturday or Sunday or even today, give us a call, tell us where, and we'll announce it, and people will stop by and say hi. I was told about a yard sale, a neighborhood yard sale, Glendale area, is that right? Out northeast of town, out by the prisons and, out in that area, off of Pauline Run, I guess. They are having a neighborhood sale, so you might go out and check that out. The Old Farmer's Almanac says to me, that summer will start off warm. And there'll be some isolated thunderstorms. But there will be cool and wet conditions over the Appalachians. So if you're going to go down to Athens, take a little sweater with you, because there's going to be some days that are cool and wet down in that area. Let's see, what else is going on in, the first quarter moon already happened. Here we go. The last quarter moon will be July 20th. I'm never quite understand how they determine what a quarter moon is. Is it only like a little thumbnail slice? I think that's what it is. The new moon is going. What's the difference between a new moon and a full moon? The new moon is going to be July 28th. So those are the moons. Let's see if there are any other astrological highlights. You know, you're supposed to, one of the things that Dr. Coleman and I were, the gardening tips that we were talking about, this is a good time, according to the Old Farmer's Almanac, not Dr. Coleman, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac, and they say it's a good time to deadhead your flowers. You know, if you have perennial flowers, that they tend to die and just sort of hang there on the end of the branch. Well, deadhead them, and it'll help the rest of them continue on. They also tell you that you should be starting to harvest your vegetables. Now, I told Dr. Coleman that I have already started to get some tomatoes, but I had one of my tomatoes that had blossom rot, I think that's what they call it, where, and she explained, because of all the water and stuff that we got all at one time, and it hadn't been equally shared, the water. Well, I only had one that did that, so I'm okay, but it turned red, but the rest of my larger tomatoes are still quite green. I'm getting some that are starting to turn a little yellow, but the my little cherry tomatoes, I brought a whole handful of those in. They're red already and ready to eat. I'm looking forward to my salad tonight because I will have fresh tomatoes on it. I also have some lettuce starting to grow in my basement, as I do, and I've put out what they call summer crisp lettuce. There are certain brands, types of lettuce that like to grow in the summer. They don't like to grow in the summer, but they won't bolt, and they handle heat a lot better. And so I put them out in my garden. I haven't seen too many of them popping up yet. I'm going to have to go out and look closer today. But I only put them out about 4 days ago, so it takes a little while. But I'm looking forward to another fresh salad here within the next couple of weeks. I've already committed to my next door neighbors that they can come over and eat any of the herbs that I have. I have herbs going crazy, oregano and sage, and I have a little bit of parsley. I'd rather they not take my only, I only have one thing of parsley, but I have lots of chives. Anyway, it's a good time to have a garden right now. Apparently, this is a good time to get rid of a lot of pests. Apparently, pests decide when they're going to come to you. And I've noticed June bugs, I think they are, all over the place. It says here, mulch, mulch, mulch. That's so that, you know, if you mulch your garden, it'll help retain the soil humidity, the dampness. And it needs that. All right. You're listening to Swap Shop. Some of the things that have been sent in to us that we're supposed to announce. What is it called? Meet and Dine with the First Ladies Luncheon is the name of it. And it's going to be on August 6th. From 11 to 1. It'll be out at Tri-Rivers Career Center Auditorium. The event pricing is $25. It goes to the Marion County Historical Society. Excuse me, I had to cough a little bit. And the first ladies that will be in attendance, Abigail Fillmore, Frances Cleveland, Eleanor Roosevelt, and Nancy Reagan. So, but you have to get your tickets quickly. I know the event is until the 6th of August, but you have to have your tickets reserved and paid for by tomorrow, July 15th. That's what it says, July 15th, but it also says Thursday, July 15th. That can't be. But I'd do it today since it says Thursday, but I think it probably meant Friday, July 15th. It does say July 15th, so make sure you get your reservations in as soon as possible. And what the way you do that is you go down to Heritage Hall down here downtown, which is it's on East Church Street, or you can call 740-387-4255. That's 740-387-4255. Or go online, www.marianhistory.com, and make your reservations for the First Ladies' Luncheon. That ought to be a hoot. Something my mother also used to say. My mother said a lot of things like that. Today, between 5 and 6 p.m. out at the Tall Grass Trail, the Marion County Park District is presenting Meet Jonah and Friends. And it's out at the trailhead out there. He'll bring out some reptiles and some birds so you can meet them. Okay? Tomorrow, starting at 10 a.m., Kiddos at the Park, which will be an outdoor program out at the Tall Grass Trail, right at the trailhead there. You can bring the kids out. There are two age groups. One of them is preschool to kindergarten, and the other age group is first grade through third grade. They would require that you register. So if you're going to do that, you better do it right now. You better do it today. Go to their Facebook page or their Instagram account. Go message to the Tall Grass Trail section on Facebook and let them know who you have. They'll let you know if they still have room enough for you, I'm sure. All right, and it is, I think they have a limited number, so you better give them a call right away, okay? Now, also tomorrow, July 15th, at 7 p.m., over at Fight Memorial Baptist Church, and for my friend who called me last week to correct what I was calling the name of that church, Fight Memorial Baptist Church, at 487 David Street here in Marion, Ohio. They're going to have the Gary Lyons Trio, and they've invited the James Rainey Trio to join them in Southern Gospel music. So that's tomorrow at 7 p.m. at the Fight Memorial Baptist Church on David Street. If you need information about it, call Gary Lyons, 740-692-1141. That's 740-692-1141. All right. Fulton Creek Friends Church is announcing that they have Vacation Bible School that's going to be held at the Fulton Creek Friends Church, which is at the corner of State Route 4 and State Route 37. For information, you can go to www.fultoncreekfriends.org. Or check it out on Facebook page. Just go to the Fulton Creek Facebook page. Or you can call 740-943-2047. That's 740-943-2047 to find out about the their Vacation Bible School, which will start on Monday, July 25th, and run through Friday, July 29th. And it's an evening Vacation Bible School, going from 6 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. And they'll it's a free event, and they'll have they're opening their registration will open at 5:30. I'm guessing that's on Monday, so you can get over there and bring your kiddos. They're going to have games and group discussions. They're going to sing. They're going to have crafts. They'll have a snack. And the church is located at 10950. That's 10950 Fulton Creek Road. And as I told you, that's the corner of Route 7, or I'm sorry, corner of Route 4 and 37. just east of Richwood out there. Okay, let's see, what else? Do I have anything else? I think that might be it for right now. Oh, no, there's a neighborhood supper going to be held July 26th at the St. Paul's Lutheran Church, 135 West Main Street down in Waldo. It's a drive-through supper. It'll be from 4:30 to 6. You pull your car up by the door that's on the parking lot, and they'll bring you out supper. And it's open to everyone. Okay? I think we've covered all the things that have been sent in. If you have something you'd like to send in, some event or some, you could even send in an item that you're trying to sell, send it to WWGH 523 South Prospect Street here in Marion, Ohio, 43302. That's WWGH 523 South Prospect Street, Marion, Ohio, 43302. Okay, let's go back and see what's going on here in the month of July. See if we've got any other good stuff. here's some suggestions for things to eat during July. And it's based on, I guess, on what's available. Summer sliders. You can have a slider any time of the year. But they're suggesting summer sliders. Baked summer squash. Now, I'm not a big squash fan. How about you? But I might like baked summer squash. I don't know. I have to ask my wife if I'd like that. She'll tell me whether I like it or not. And grilled summer vegetables. Now, I do like grilled summer vegetables. I have a huge mess of green beans that I'm going to grill pretty soon with a little bit of garlic that I just took out of my garden. A little garlic, a little onion, a little, what else am I? Oh, I always, and don't tell my wife this, all right? I put some of those little hot pepper flakes in it, and it really perks it up. But don't tell my wife, because she thinks they make her mouth feel funny. If she doesn't know, she doesn't even notice. But anyway, let's see, what else is going on during the month of July in the summer? Isn't it a wonderful, I like this month, as long as it doesn't get into the 90s. I'm not a big fan of anything over 85, quite frankly, but I can live with 85. Now, we went down to camp out at the Delaware State Park this past week, and it was almost perfect. I think the warmest it got was like 81, maybe that high. But most of the time it was in the 70s, and it was beautiful. We got down there early and sat out on the beach for 2 or 3 hours, enjoyed that. Then went to our campsite, and oh boy, did we have a fun campsite. We had 4 raccoons visit us. Now, my wife thinks that is not fun. I loved it. Now, my puppy dog wasn't real happy, but these, and one of them must have been going around our RV all night long, because Buddy was up for arms during one of the 2 nights that we were down there. But 4 raccoons, and Two of them were the same one, we're pretty sure. And it was a juvenile. It was very young, very small, almost as small as Buddy is. So, and he came up and he kind of looked at us, and he wandered probably within 10 feet of where we were sitting. And my wife said, "You better get him out of here. Buddy will go crazy." Well, Buddy was sleeping. So I stood up and walked towards him. It didn't scare him very much. And then I raised my hands up, and he took off to get back into the woods. And then the last day we were down there, this beautiful, gorgeous doe came out of the woods and decided she was going to eat one of the trees near us. Spent a lot of time chewing on leaves. Didn't even pay attention to us. She was just having a good time having dinner. well, anyway, it was a good time. It's a good time to be alive during the while you're doing things like that. Here's some of the folklore for this season. This is a saying that you're supposed to know. Ne'er trust a July sky. I guess weather must be very changeable during July. Ne'er trust a July sky. Now, this is kind of an interesting one because I have noticed a great deal of these in our neighborhood on our sidewalks. If anthills are high in July, the coming winter will be hard. Now, I haven't noticed that they were high, but I've noticed an awful lot of them. So, you know, we've lost a lot of trees on our street, too. I don't know if that means I'm losing one in my front yard right now on the tree lawn. We have probably, I guess, a 40-foot-high tree, maybe 50-foot-high tree, and half of it does not have leaves anymore, and that's kind of sad. But we've lost two very similar trees within, I don't know, 100 yards of this one. So maybe something's attacking these trees that we don't know about. But the other two neighbors have already had their trees chopped down. I found out that to have my tree cut down in the stump ground, it's going to cost me like $1,400 to $1,600. Yikes! I'm not sure where I find that under Social Security. Oh well. Don't feel sorry for me. We're fine. As July, so next January. And I don't understand that folklore. As July, so next January. So I guess that means if it's a wet, hot July, we're going to have a warmer, snowy January. I'm guessing that's what that means. So right now, I'm guessing we will just have sort of an average January. I haven't really been surprised with anything during July. It hasn't been hot, but it hasn't been cold. It hasn't been, I guess it's been a little wet. Maybe we'll have more snow in July. Maybe that's what the Old Farmer's Almanac is telling us about that. No tempest, good July, lest the corn look ruly. Those people know how to talk, don't they? No tempest, good July, lest the corn look ruly. I haven't been out driving. I haven't noticed the corn yet. The corn should be, well, above knee-high by the 4th of July, right? And I'm sure it is above knee-high right now. But I just didn't notice whether it looked unruly or not. Now, I know I have a lot of farmer friends, and they will tell me whether we have unruly-looking corn or not. I love corn on the cob. I can't eat it very often because it kind of bothers my wife's innards, so we don't have it a whole lot. But I dearly love some. When I was assistant athletic director down at OU, we always had right at the beginning of the football practice time, which was usually right at the beginning of August, we would have a corn roast / pig roast. And the entire football team and the coaching staff and the administration of the athletic department, we'd all sit around and eat pork and corn on the cob. And, they would get the corn and they would cook it in hot water. But then after they got it cooked, they would dip it in a butter, a hot pail of butter. Oh, I know that's good for you. It can't be bad for you. It tastes so good. Anyway, those were always a fun time. That's when I started to find out that my youngest son was going to be quite an athlete, because he would go out. Well, I guess he was probably 12 when we first started doing these things. Oh, he was younger than that. And he would go out with some of the football players and play catch with them. And he usually had better hands than they did. And it was almost as fast. So we found out early that Andrew was going to be an athlete. Whatever July and August do not boil, September cannot fry. So if it's not really hot in July and August, it's not going to be terrible in July. And we really haven't had a lot of boiling days yet, have we? I'd like to see it stay that way. Well, hey, we haven't got any calls, but we do have some people that have sent us stuff. And I'm down to the last 5 minutes, or last 4.5 minutes. So we'll read over the things that have been sent in, all right? The First Ladies Luncheon, it's going to be on Saturday, August 6th, between 11 a.m. and 1 p.m. It's going to be at the Tri-Rivers Career Center Auditorium. The event pricing is $25. They're going to have Abigail Fillmore, Frances Cleveland, Eleanor Roosevelt, and Nancy Reagan are all going to be at this event. That you can go and meet them and talk to them. It's held by the Marion County Historical Society. You've got to get your tickets right away. Either today or tomorrow, you have to have your tickets, your reservations. They're available if you run over to Heritage Hall, which is at 169 East Church Street, or by calling 740-387-4255 or going online to www.marionhistory.com. You can arrange to get tickets for that event. Marion County Park District's announcing that today between 5 and 6 p.m., come meet Jonah and friends out at the Marion Tallgrass Trail at the trailhead. Jonah's going to be out there with his live reptiles and birds to introduce to you. And that's between 5 and 6 p.m. today. Tomorrow, the 15th, starting at 10 a.m., that's in the morning, Kiddos at the Park outdoor program. That's also at the Tallgrass Trail, Trailhead. If you want your kid to go to that, and it could be a young person between preschool and kindergarten, or they have a second group between first and third grade, they have to be registered. So go to the Tallgrass Trail Facebook page or their Instagram account, and you can message them on those and get reservations. Okay, I've got about a minute and a half left to go, so I will give you the rest of these. And this one, you got to make plans quick. July 15th, tomorrow, 7 p.m., the Fight Memorial Baptist Church, which is at 487 David Street here in Marion, Ohio. They're going to have a Southern Gospel Sing with the Gary Lyons Trio and their special guests, the James Rainey Trio. And that will be July 15th, that's tomorrow, at 7 p.m. If you need any information on that, call Gary Lyons at 740-692-1141. The Fulton Creek Friends Church is going to have a vacation Bible school Monday, July 25th, and running through the Friday, the 29th, and it's for youth up to grade between kindergarten and sixth grade. It's kind of interesting. It's going to be 25th through the 29th at 6 p.m. and ends at 8:30 p.m. That's kind of interesting. An evening vacation Bible school. It's a free event. The registration begins at 5:30. That's on the 25th. So head on out there. It's at State Route 4 and State Route 37. That's where the Fulton Creek Church is, Fulton Creek Friends Church. And if you do need to have some information, call 740-943-2047. 740-943-2047.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP, Marion, Ohio.
I'm Charlie Everson. I'll be on 10 till 12 today, and welcome your phone calls. Today, I'm going to leave it up to all of you to ask questions.
What you, who are listening today, to invest your time and energy in this radio station.